Tens of thousands of anti-government protesters took to the streets of Bangkok Saturday, blockading key intersections and bringing traffic to a halt in many locations. The rallies are now in their third week, with anti-government protesters, known for wearing the colour red, calling for Prime Minister Upasit Wachachawa's government to call fresh elections. Two rounds of talks last weekend between government and protest leaders, televised nationally, failed to break the deadlock. The red shirts, known to be supporters of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, want the government to call the elections within 15 days. But Mr. Upasit, who oversees a 15-month-old administration of six coalition parties, has offered a 9-month time frame for elections after constitutional amendments have been agreed to and a new budget passed. The red shirts accuse the government of being backed by the military that staged a coup against Thaksin in 2006. Two pro-Thaksin governments since then were sidelined by legal measures allowing Mr. Upasit to come to power. When Toti Rakan, a key leader of the Red Shirts, says the movement stands by its efforts to press the government to dissolve parliament.
We would like to show the government that in reality we have very huge number of people who support us. So government must change their mind. That is, the government must dissolve the parliament as soon as possible, let's say, for the sake of the government. But for my side, we still have a sharp right that let the government dissolve the parliament within 15 days.
On Saturday, other red shirt leaders, addressing a crowd of protesters estimated by police at 55,000, said they would do everything to pressure the government to dissolve the House. But local business and civil society groups are starting to stage counter-demonstrations. Inbound tourism to Thailand has seen declines of up to 20% in arrivals as several countries have issued travel advisories. On Friday, several thousand people rallied in central Bangkok calling for an end to the anti-government protests. Many fear growing violence after several small explosions have occurred in the capital and northern city of Chiang Mai. But Dr. Weng says unless the Prime Minister dissolves Parliament, the red shirt protests will continue.
I'm afraid that the people will get more angry. We still carry non-violent demonstration as long as the people still support us. As long as the government still say no to the dissolution of the parliament.
Mr. Thaksin, who remains in exile in the face of corruption charges, has regularly called into the rallies on video phone to encourage the protesters. Mr. Thaksin remains a highly divisive figure in Thailand. While populist policies while Prime Minister led to support from the rural poor, Bangkok's middle class and urban elite accused him of corruption and abuse of power. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.